This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. West Bengal has recorded a historic voter turnout of 92.47% in the two-phase assembly elections, the highest in the state since independence. In phase 2, polling stood at 91.66% as of 7:45 p.m., while phase 1, held on April 23rd, recorded 93.19% turnout. The combined participation across both phases was calculated at 92.47%. The state has a voter base of 6.81 crore. The Election Commission said women voters slightly outnumbered men in participation, with 92.28% as against 91.07% participation of men voters. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will today flag off the extended Srinagar-Katra Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. Minister of State in the Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be present on the occasion. The train is currently running between Srinagar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, has now been extended up to Jammu Tawi. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. President of Vietnam Tho Lam will pay a state visit to India from the 5th to the 7th of May. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government of Vietnam. A strong business delegation will also accompany the visiting dignitary. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Tho Lam's first state visit to India after being elected as a president of Vietnam in April this year. Maharashtra Cabinet Chair by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has approved Maharashtra AI Policy 2026. The policy is intended to boost the use of artificial intelligence in industries, governance and public services across the state. A one-day special session of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will be held today at 11 a.m. in the new assembly building at Nava Raipur Atal Nagar. During the special session, a condemnation motion will be moved over the opposition's protest against the Women's Reservation Bill during the recently concluded Lok Sabha session. Government business will also be transacted during the session. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Finance Department has issued a fresh circular directing all administrative departments to expedite the installation of prepaid smart electricity meters across government offices, public sector undertakings, PSUs, corporations and other state-run institutions. Our correspondent reports that issued by the Budget Division of the Civil Secretariat, the circular reiterates earlier instructions under the revamped Distribution Sector Scheme, RDSS, and emphasizes strict compliance to ensure a smooth transition from the conventional electricity billing system to a prepaid smart metering model. Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump held a telephonic call. Russian presidential aide Yuri Ushakov said the phone conversation that lasted over an hour and a half, Putin strongly condemned the assassination attempt against Trump at the White House Correspondents Association's dinner, stressing in particular the unacceptability of any form of politically motivated violence. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty slumped in early trade today amid a sharp spike in crude oil prices, weak global trends and foreign fund outflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 821.79 points to 76,674.57 in early trade. The 50-share NSE Nifty dived 287.3 points to 23,890.35. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.